from KQED. At Natural Resources, a baby store in San Francisco's Mission District, one mom is changing a diaper, and Lorena Costa is taking her first prenatal class. The 30-year-old is pregnant.
15 weeks.
While Acosta wants to give birth the old-fashioned way, she got pregnant with the help of a very modern tool. An app, actually.
I tracked my fertility using OviView. I'm an Android user, so I like this app for Android.
OviView has more than 18,000 reviews in the App Store and gets mostly 5 out of 5 stars. When a woman is ovulating, her body temperature at rest goes up a degree or so. The app asks users to type in that temperature before getting out of bed every morning.
It's synced with my alarm, so every day when my alarm went on, the app also showed like a notification.
It also asks women to describe every day the mucus coming from their cervixes because it changes as a woman is getting more fertile. Acosta and her husband Andres Ornelas say the app made them feel more in control. The very month they wanted to conceive,
it helped us and we got pregnant.
Right away.
It told you when to have sex?
It just told me when I was more fertile.
Dozens of fertility self-tracking apps have popped up on the market in the last few years. I pull out my smartphone to show the couple one just released in August called Glow. Acosta reads off the screen as her husband listens.
Did you have sex? On bottom, in front, on top, other. Female orgasm, emotional discomfort, sad, angry, stressed. Is it for fertility or for like sexual preferences or I don't know?
Yeah, I'm curious what it does with the answers that you give it. Those seem like questions that I've never seen related to fertility.
Fertility specialists say there's no consensus on how stress can impact pregnancy. And research shows female orgasm has little to no effect on pregnancy. As to the impact of sexual positions on fertility, there's not much serious research there either. Glow is based in San Francisco. Founder Max Levchin is a computer scientist. Levchin says his company is running a science experiment.
Part of our responsibility here is to actually gather enough data to run a study and say, you know what? People conceive faster if they tried it on their back or not.
Levchin is the same big data scientist who helped launch PayPal in 1999. The payment service looks at what people buy online to try to predict what they want next. Glow wants to use crowdsourcing to figure out if certain myths about pregnancy are in fact facts.
As soon as we have a couple 100,000 data points, we'll probably have the single largest study of correlating sexual position to speed of conception.
Glow stores all its data on the cloud. Arguably, sexual position is more sensitive data than a credit card number. And this app does not strip people's names from their responses. Levchin says that's a service. If a Glow app user needs to visit a fertility doctor,
you actually want to show up with a log that person can understand. They can look at and say, oh, you've been tracking your data. Let me tell you what your options are.
My goal when couples are early in the process is try to make things as simple and low stress as possible.
Dr. Marcel Cedars is a fertility specialist at the University of California, San Francisco.
And the more sort of boxes you put around their sexuality, to me, tends to increase stress.
Cedar says the data Glow is collecting may not be useful for science. The women who choose to use Glow may not represent women in general. And these women may not tell the truth about their sexual activity. Cedar also says fertility apps have to be crystal clear about whom they cannot help. These apps assume a woman is ovulating regularly.
But if you're having periods every 2 to 3 months, you may not be ovulating at all. And so it seems like there need to be some windows saying, you know, maybe you should talk to your doctor.
The Glow app is free. Founder Max Levchin says he's not worried about making money just yet. He's focused on getting new users. Glow has a companion edition for the partner of the woman trying to conceive. Using data about her mood and ovulation, Levchin says, Glow makes suggestions.
This might be an excellent time to send a bouquet of flowers or a spa trip or something like that.
Is this integrated with flowers.com or hotels.com?
Not yet, but since I am on Yelp's board, I know exactly where to look for the best florists and spas. And we actually talked about it early on when we were designing this thing.
That is kind of creepy.
That's the gut reaction of Andres Ornelas, the father-to-be from the baby store. Ornelas is a fan of self-tracking, but does not want an app that intrudes on his marriage.
If an app told me, oh, now it's that time of the month to buy flowers for your wife, then I feel like I'm not giving them the flowers. I feel the app is doing it for me, so it's pointless at that point.
But the guy who always forgets to buy flowers, he might like that feature. Fertility apps are just in their infancy. The startup Glow hasn't even reached its first trimester. I'm Aarti Shahani, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.